Hello and welcome to Focus on Licking County. I'm Buckeye Country 107.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney, joined today by my broadcast partner Joel Riley and our special guests, Billy Edwards and Matt Hopper with Land of Legend Barbershop Chorus. Matt, great year. Big year coming up for you folks. Maybe explain what's happening this year.
Yeah, the Land of Legend Barbershop Chorus is celebrating our 75th anniversary this year. We've been a part of the greater Newark community now for 75 years as of May. And we're here today to promote our annual show coming up at the Midland Theater on May 3rd.
Mm-hmm. How did you get involved?
Billy and I actually got involved in high school when a quartet came to our choir class at Newark High to sing a couple songs and really introduced us to the hobby.
Mm-hmm. And was it, I don't want to say love at first sight, but did you know right then and there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we were hooked.
Yeah.
It was pretty, if love at first sight was like a sound at first. Here, I don't know. It was pretty immediate for both of us.
He's already rubbing off on you, Edwards. I'm telling you, get him out of here. Billy,
we have rehearsals on Monday night. Come down 7 o'clock at Trinity Episcopal Church.
I don't think I can hang.
Oh, no, you got that nice bass voice. Well, I know one when I see one.
Hold on a minute.
Hear it. Whatever.
Hold on a minute. I've had these guys in here for a number of years, long before you got here.
Uh-huh.
He's recruiting you.
Uh-huh.
Ain't nobody recruiting Donnie.
Oh,
no one has ever said, hey.
You've already been on our show. We've got you.
Well, I'm not singing. Thank God for that.
I know for a fact that Pat has recruited you every single time we've been in this studio.
Everyone he meets.
Wow, make me feel even better, Billy.
Hey, sometimes
you're
it works.
Special,
I guess,
is what
not.
That says.
I guess not.
That's one of the great things about barbershop music. What we get to do is, it is for everyone. Anyone who sings in the shower can sing in a group and have a lot of fun on the way.
Was it the same for you, though, back in high school?
You absolutely. I've told this story. I was sitting in English class with my buddy Rusty, and he turns to me and said, hey, you know those old guys that come sing barbershop in choir class once a year to kind of demonstrate how the sound works? And I say, yeah. And he says, we could do that. I said, yeah. And we grabbed two other guys, and that's been 20 great years ago, and
wow,
been singing ever since.
Wow, that is amazing. Now, what was it that drew you to it, Billy? I mean, was it just...
It was a sound that I'd never heard before. I come in to the music building over at Newark High School, and I hear this sound in the choir room, and it's what makes barbershop unique is it's a cappella, so there's some different kinds of a cappella, but barbershop has real tight harmonies, and the melody isn't in the top voice. Sometimes in choirs, you hear like the sopranos singing the melody, but in barbershop, we have a harmony above the melody, and with the tight chords, and we just kind of lock and ring, we call it. But no, it's a unique sound, especially to hear it live.
All right, 75 years. I mean, kudos to whoever helped you put this together, your program. As you were going through and you're looking back at this, Matt, I mean, were you even impressed with, you know, the folks that have been involved with this?
Oh, absolutely. And it's amazing, Dave, because we have a whole archive full of stuff in the basement of where we rehearse that we didn't even put a third of it. Mm-hmm. Into that book.
Yeah.
You know, there's newspaper clippings and old program covers and pictures, press releases, all this stuff, proclamations from the mayor and from city council and stuff like that, that, you know, we've got that all archived in the basement. And it's wild to look through, because as a born and raised member of this community, it's really cool to look back at some of the old stuff that's happened right in my backyard.
Mm-hmm. So now, is there any heredity involved in this? I mean, good voice breeds more good voice, or is it you just kind of pick from the community and whoever fits?
Well, we do have several folks that have been relatives that have sung within the chapter. We've actually got a guy that just started singing with us about a year ago. His dad had been singing with us for years, and he finally decided to give it a shot.
And his son,
and he brought his son too. But
potentially
grandpa, dad, and dad. Nice.
Very cool.
Yeah, we had all three of them at one of our Christmas sing-outs at one of the local nursing homes.
If they got to get one more generation in there, they could have their own barbershop, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right on. Have a brother, an uncle, whatever you got.
Yeah. Right on. That's cool.
I mean, it is cool though. Do you feel the weight of the history on you guys though? That you're like, man, we got to keep this thing going because people love. I know you're gonna beat Kiwanis soon, and our group loves when you come out. I mean, do you feel the weight of that?
I guess I don't really think of it in that term. I do know that we are doing good work for our community, and Billy and I obviously want to continue that for as long as we can. And I look back on this 75 years of history, and I hope that I'm around to see at least 70 more.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Can I just ask maybe the most basic question? Why is it called barbershop? I mean, did it start in a barbershop?
It actually did.
Okay.
So if you really trace the roots back, it goes back to the post-Civil War era. Okay. Out in the the Great Plains territories of like Oklahoma, Kansas, out there, when those towns are starting to pop up, the barbershop was like the communal hub of the community.
Okay.
You go there to not only get your hair cut, but that was also where the pharmacy was. That was where the general store was.
I guess I appreciate all that and understand all that, but how does the singing, I mean, where did the singing come
from? So the singing came from the African-American community that was harmonizing spiritual songs. And, you know, that's when you have that communal center in those little pop-up towns that now are bigger cities. You know, back then you didn't have like TV or radio or anything like that, so you kind of had to make your own entertainment. But the origins of the art style can be traced back to the African-American communities in those towns.
Very cool.
Harmonizing spirituals at the barbershop.
Awesome.
So that's why they call it barbershop harmony.
I'll be darned. Mm-hmm. Did not know that.
Learn something new every day.
Every day.
And again, learned it from Matt, not from Billy. So I just want to make sure we make that. Keep
the
that.
Sound was later influenced by early jazz and also church music. And
all right. So as I look through here, I'm just looking at some of the different things. And you mentioned this, Matt, service to the community. It's not just about getting out and singing. You guys, you're really wanting to give back to this community. You talked about going to senior homes and those kind of things and performing. It is giving back to the community with these concerts and performances.
Yeah, absolutely. We do a lot of gratis performances throughout the year. We always like to support our friends at the Elks Lodge by providing music for their annual Flag Day ceremony every June. We sing for the Village of Granville for their annual Memorial Day observance out there at the cemetery on Parnassus. We also like to go down and sing the national anthem for the Licking County Aging Partners for their Veterans Day lunch every November.
July 4th.
And yeah, any time that we're asked to sing the Star Spangled Banner somewhere, we'll do that for free.
Yeah.
So anybody listening out there that wants us to come and sing the Star Spangled Banner, that's on the house.
Yeah, I'm looking through the brilliant anniversary booklet there, and it seems like any of the caricatures, and I mean, you're through the years, a lot of different kind of backdrops and costuming and things like that. But I think when people think of a classic barbershop quartet, it's like that Shakey's Pizza look. You know, that kind of flat brimmed yep. hat with the arm garter and that kind of stuff.
And the striped shirt.
Any yeah. idea where that came from?
That's just a sign of the times, really, because okay. when the art form got its revival, it started getting a revival in the late 30s.
Okay.
And so at that point, the guys that started the society for the preservation and encouragement of barbershop quartet singing in America had been noticing that it wasn't as prevalent in the media as it had been when media was all vaudeville. So they wanted to kind of historically preserve that art form, which kind of came with the dressing in the early 1900s garb.
Makes perfect right? sense. Mm-hmm. Makes perfect sense.
I'll ask a silly question. Women? Have women been a part of
oh, yeah.
Land of Legend?
We do have some very active women family members mm-hmm. in the chapter. We don't have any women in the ranks of our singers.
Okay.
But there is a Crystal City.
There is a women's chorus here in town that we don't want to compete with per se. Mm-hmm.
Well, we partner with them. Excuse me. Got a face for radio. You've never heard that?
Never, not one time.
Not your face. No, we Crystal City's a great sister chorus in town, and sometimes, like at Canal Market, we sing together, and we a lot of friends there. Mm-hmm. They've been on our show, and we've supported them as well. They've got great quarter auction fundraisers. Look them up, Crystal City Chorus here cool. in town.
We'll have to have them in sometime. Yeah. I'm sure they'll be a little bit nicer to us than somebody is. We'll have to check them out. Billy, how much fun have you had with this? I mean,
this is so much fun. Can you tell we're having fun? What's fun for me, and to speak, you mentioned the 75 years of history. We do have some members that have been with us many, many years, and including our favorite, Warren, has been with us since the 50s. Mm. And he's got some great stories. My favorite is how he first performed with the chorus. They were doing a fundraiser. They were one of the groups performing in a fundraiser for the 1959 flood we had here in town.
Yeah, yeah.
And so just lots of great stories over the years. And Warren is 100 now, and he's still one of our solid lead singers. And you get to hear him in a quartet on the show May 3rd.
Nice.
Oh, that'll be fantastic. Hardest part, though, I mean, is it just getting into those practices? Now, I've been and watched you guys rehearse for last year's show, and I went, no, I mean, these guys are dead. I mean, they get into it.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I mean, what I'm trying to get is, how hard is it to get that sound? I mean, just to hear. You're never going to hit the perfect sound, I'm sure, because no one's ever perfect. You're going to always strive for that. But, I mean, how hard is it to get these guys together like this?
There's a lot of motivation. It's I joke sometimes as a director, and this isn't unique to barbershop, because I've directed church choirs and such as well, but it's like herding cats, and then the music is secondary sometimes. But no, it's so much fun, and everybody's so passionate, because we want to have fun. And when we have fun, the audience has fun.
Yes.
And everybody wins.
Yep. I was so honored you guys had me come out and MC the show last year. I just sat back and I watched the audience a lot of times, and they were just blown away. I mean, I'm assuming a lot of them go and they see you before, but it was just so much fun to sit back, listen, and just watch the reaction of the folks out in the stand. I mean, it was unbelievable. I mean, I can't imagine what kind of rush that is.
And if you've been to our shows in the past, we've really got some special treats for you this on our 75th anniversary. We've got the current district champs in the barbershop competitive circuit called Mom's Favorite. And it's really cool because it's a dad, his two kids, and a great friend of theirs as a quartet. You mentioned the family aspect.
Yeah.
And the daughter sings lead, so it is a mixed quartet. And then we're bringing in a kind of world-renowned, probably the most popular quartet on YouTube and Facebook, all the socials and videos, in the Newfangled Four that are current bronze medalists in the world.
Okay.
Probably the biggest quartet we've ever had on our... Yeah, they're coming over from California.
Wow, and that's strong.
What's great about this year's show is we went back through, we mentioned the show programs and all the archives we looked through, and we picked songs, you know, from different decades. It was like, oh, we haven't sung that in a while, or mm-hmm. I've never sung that, but it's a good song.
Right. I mean, is it hard to kind of pare them down, though?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, we had a list of 50.
Oh, yeah. We had a ton. And then it kind of just became more of what's easiest to adapt right now.
Sure. Well, and then you know, like I know, like for concerts, music, you know, instruments and that, there's arrangements.
Mm-hmm.
So is there arrangements for barbershop, and do you follow those, or do you innovate?
Yeah, we do have... we have arrangements. We use sheet music.
Okay.
Not all of our guys can read sheet music, though, so we do have a program in place to supply them with learning tracks where they can listen to their part being sung and sing along with the music.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the guys can at least, you know, follow if the note's going up or down, mm-hmm. right? But not a lot of them quote-unquote read music, right?
So practices are when and where?
Monday nights at Trinity Episcopal Church from 7 to 9.
And just come down?
Yeah.
If folks are just like going, hey, these guys sound crazy. Yeah. I want to be a part of this.
No audition necessary. We have binders full of music. We'll stick you next to somebody on the same part that you feel like you want to sing. And, you know, you just sing along.
You've been listening to Focus on Licking County. I'm Buckeye Country 107.7. I'm News Director Dave Doney. I want to thank my broadcast partner, Joel Riley, and our special guests today, Billy Edwards and Matt Hopper with Land of Legend Barbershop Course. And as always, I'd like to thank you for listening. Have a great day.